Well, today we've got another of those hidden spirits that we want to unmask, that we want to identify for you today, and that is the spirit of Cain. The spirit of Cain. And we will learn some things about the spirit of Cain. Cain was a historical person in the Old Testament. But his works were evil. Let's read what the Word of God says. It says, yet in the same way, these men. What you don't have supplied for you there, but it's included in the dot, dot, dot. You see the dot, dot, dot? In the same way, these men, they revile things they don't understand. That means that word revile is the word blaspheme. When somebody has the spirit of Cain attaching itself to them, they suddenly begin to blaspheme things they don't understand. Out of their mouth comes poison and bitterness and confusion, and they actually begin to speak wrong. And it says that they defile the flesh, they reject authority, and they even blaspheme or revile angelic majesties. But these men revile things which they do not understand, and it says, look at this, woe to them. For they have gone the way of whom? Of Cain. The way of Cain is revealing the spirit of Cain. And we should love one another, but not as Cain, who was of what? The evil one. There was something about the evil one that came upon Cain. And the evil one coming upon Cain began to revile and began to blaspheme things he didn't understand. And then look at what it says. And ultimately, it says that he was of the evil one, and the influence of the evil one caused him to slay his brother. And for what reason did Cain slay his brother? Because his deeds were what? Evil. And his brothers were what? Righteous. I'm here to tell you that though Cain was a real historical person, the firstborn of Adam and Eve, the way of Cain is still in operation in the society today. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit. And there are eight principles that I want to give you today about this killing spirit, the spirit of Cain. We see that I want you to know that the spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself in eight different ways. First of all, the spirit of Cain, which is a killing spirit, manifests itself in the environment of family. The killing spirit of Cain manifests itself in the environment of a family. Notice in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, and she, talking about Eve, she conceived and gave birth to whom? And then it says, she, that's Eve, she conceived again and gave birth to his what? To his brother whom? Abel. Now, the name Cain means gift from God. Do you know that a person who is understood to be a gift from God, someone who's begotten, someone who is received from the Lord, can actually become so demonized, can actually become so influenced by a demonic spirit that it rises up in a family environment and begins to try to kill a loved one? Some of you are operating within a family unit to where there is a killing spirit. It wants to kill your marriage. It wants to kill your children. It wants to kill your testimony. It wants to kill anything that has life from God in it. But let me give you this application. When the spirit of Cain manifests itself in a person, it likes to manifest itself in the environment of family. And guess what? The local church is. It's a family. And in a local church, the spirit of Cain can rise up on a person and begin to try to kill its brothers and sisters, can try to kill other family members just like Cain did. Now, why in the world does that happen? And what is it that will trigger the spirit of Cain that tries to attach itself to a person in a family. Hold your breath just a moment now. Got your pen and pencil ready to write? You got your Barney Fife bullet ready to put down? The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself in the environment of a family. But number two, what is it that will cause the spirit of Cain to manifest itself in a local church, in a family? It is the atmosphere of worship. The atmosphere of worship will trigger a response from the spirit of Cain. I want you to notice what your Bible says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. It says, so it came about in the what? In the course of time that Cain brought a what? He brought an offering to God. It came about in the same course of time that his brother Abel brought an offering to God. This is the Old Testament way of saying they were learning how God wants to be worshipped. They were learning what was acceptable to God and what was not acceptable to God. They had learned from Adam and Eve, their mama and daddy, what worship is all about and what God requires in worship. And in the atmosphere of worship is where the spirit of Cain, or the killing spirit, first began to manifest itself and try to attach itself on to Cain. Your Bible says that it happened over the course of time. In other words, the spirit of Cain influences a person. Get this. The spirit of Cain, the way of Cain, the killing spirit, begins to influence a person into thinking they can worship God any way they want to. They began to be so influenced by this killing spirit that they think that just because something seems reasonable to them, that God will somehow accept it from them. And so in the environment of family, a brother and a brother comes into the atmosphere of worship. And the one that goes the way of Cain tries to worship God based on reason and feeling rather than revelation and faith. And it seemed right to Cain's senses that he could bring an offering to God in worship in a way that seemed beautiful to him but had absolutely nothing to do with the substitutionary blood of Jesus Christ. But Abel, his brother, he came the way his mom and dad had taught him, that God only accepts us when it's vertical and when it's on his terms. So the atmosphere of worship has manifest the spirit of Cain, the way of Cain, in more people than we'd have time to recall right now. You see, your Bible says the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. But the spirit of Cain seized the opportunity to come on Cain. And get this. The spirit of Cain, with the killing spirit on Cain, it caused Cain, or it tempted Cain, to judge his brother's worship. Cain had already made his offering to God and it was not accepted by God. And then Abel comes to make an offering to God and it was accepted by God. But Cain says, that's crazy. I mean to approach God in such a way as that? Have you been around places to where when somebody gets vertical in their worship and they begin to lift their hands to God, they began to make a joyful noise to the Lord. They began to get passionate in their praise and they began to get demonstrative in their worship. And the brothers or the sisters begin to judge their worship. Your Bible says that the way of Cain reviles things they don't understand. They blaspheme things they don't understand. And because they don't have it within them, they begin to reject authority. They begin to reject the authority of the Word of God, which says this is the way that you approach God. They began to reject the authority of the leadership of God. They reject the authority of the Spirit of God. And then they begin to blaspheme angelic majesties. It's the way of Cain. And it manifests in the environment of a family. The way of Cain, the spirit of Cain, the killing spirit, is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself in the atmosphere of worship. But look at the third characteristic that will manifest the killing spirit. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself in outburst of anger. In outburst of anger. Look at this. Verse 5. What's the first word in verse 5? All right. You see it over and over again in Scripture. Whenever you see but in Scripture, you need to look carefully at the but. But Cain, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. And when God didn't accept his worship that was based on reason and feeling, that was beautiful without being bloody, Cain became what? Very angry. One of the surest signs that a demonic spirit is around a person is whenever they're in an atmosphere of worship and they see God accepting a spirit and truth worship from somebody and they're not getting accepted, then they've got to criticize it. They've got to evaluate it. They've got to denounce it. And then it results with an outburst of anger. And then what happens when a person allows anger to get the best of them? Their countenance fail. Anger will change your countenance. Anger will so change your countenance that other people can tell there's something wrong with you. The same way when the Holy Spirit fills your life, people can tell, well, there's something right about them. They can tell there's something wrong. They can tell there's something right. And through outburst of anger, we can see that the spirit of Cain begins to attach itself into a person's life. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your what? On your wrath, on your anger. And then your Bible says that, and neither give place to the devil. You know, don't give an inhabitable space to the devil. And here Cain was. He had a chance to enter into the atmosphere of worship in the environment of his family. He and his brother were coming to make an offering to God. And Cain made an offering to God. And God said, I can't accept that from you. And his brother Abel made an offering to God. And he said, I'll accept that from you. Instead of finding out from Abel, how did you worship God? Then he begins to criticize Abel. He begins to resent Abel. He begins to be jealous of Abel. And then an outburst of anger comes. Well, what happens when the killing spirit gets on a person? It manifests itself in the environment of a family. It manifests itself in the atmosphere of worship. It manifests itself in the outburst of anger. But number four, it manifests itself in the rejection of God's voice. The spirit of Cain, the way of Cain, the hidden spirit of the killing spirit will manifest itself in the rejection of God's voice. Look at chapter 4 and verse 6. What's the first word in verse 6? Then. What's the first word in verse 5? But. Pay attention to the buts and thens. They are transition clauses. They are transition phrases. They're leading you from something to something. And verse 6 says, then, in the midst of his outburst of anger, then, in the midst of his blaspheming the worship of Abel, then, in his being mad and jealous and envy, it says, then the Lord, what's that four-letter word after Lord? Said. Then the Lord spoke to Cain. And notice how specific the Lord's voice is. He says, Cain, why are you what? Do you know that the Lord knows how you're feeling right now? And most other people do too. The Lord says, why are you so angry? And why has your what? Why has your countenance fallen? And he speaks to him with a specific word, and then he gives him an invitation with a promise. He says, if you do well, if you do the right thing, will not your countenance be lifted up? I'll get that off of you, is what he's saying. There's some people within the sound of my voice, some people within the sight of my face, something's got on you. And God's speaking to you today, and you're hearing what God's saying, even in your anger, even in your rejection, even in your disobedience, even in your sin, you're hearing God speak to you. And God's saying, if you do the right thing, I'll take that off of you that's gotten on you, and you'll change. But look at the promise and the warning that he gave him. He says, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? But here's the warning. But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Oh my goodness, the killing spirit is crouching at your door. Oh, the angry spirit is crouching at your door. The adultery spirit is crouching at your door. The fornication spirit is crouching at your door. The infirmity spirit is crouching at your door. God's giving him a promise that if you do the right thing, then your countenance be lifted up. But if you don't, You need to be clear in understanding this, that what has happened to you is just the beginning, because there's a whole host of demonic spirits and sins of the flesh that's ready to pounce on you. The word that he uses here is a tremendous word. It's the word that is in a picture of a wild animal that's in the attack position. And it's in the attack position, and it's ready to pounce on its prey. And right now, up until this point in Cain's life, God is holding the ravaging spirits away from him. But they know that through rebellion, through disobedience, through lack of repentance, that it opens the door wide for sins and demonic spirits to come flooding in. And here those wild, ravaging spirits are ready to pounce on Cain, and they're just waiting to see, what is he going to do with the voice of God? What's he going to do with the invitation of God? What's he going to do with the grace of God? If you do the right thing, they'll be stayed away. But if you don't, they're going to pounce on you, and it's going to be bad. And look at what it says. Its desire is for you. The word desire means control. It wants to control you. It wants to influence your life. It wants to be the dominating influence in your life. And when sin becomes the dominating influence in your life, everything that you've loved or everything that you would hope to love will be ravaged by it. You'll never be able to love a counterfeit the way that you can love the real thing. You'll never be able to love what God has for you the way that you need to love them, because sin is going to be controlling you. And then look at what he says. Hey, this hidden spirit, it wants to control you. It's in the attack position. But Cain, this is your responsibility. You got to master it. You got to get the upper hand on it. You've got to be victorious over it. And so many people don't learn how to master the demonic spirits and the sins of the flesh in their life, and they turn up mastering them. They turn up controlling them and destroying them. And the hidden spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it will always manifest itself in a person's life when they reject the voice of God, when they reject the will of God, when they reject the Word of God. I'm speaking to somebody today that God's giving you a specific warning, but He's also giving you a promise. There is a way that seems right to man, but the end of that way is death and destruction. Don't go that way. God's setting before you blessing and cursing. But you're going to have to get beyond your reason and your feeling, and you've got to walk by revelation and faith. And you've got to renounce that sin, and you've got to remove that sin from your life, And you got to shut the door on the crouching spirit that wants to have its way with you. Amen? All right. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it will manifest itself in the rejection of God's voice. But look at the fifth one real quick. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself, look at this, in the times of harvest. The killing spirit will manifest itself in the environment of a family, in the atmosphere of worship, just when the harvest is the ripest. Look at what it says about this. Verse 8. Cain told Abel, his brother. I don't have time to preach on that. I'm curious about it myself. What did Cain tell Abel, his brother? I'm going to kill you, son. You just get on right out here. I believe his last words are probably a nice word. Oh, I love you, brother. Oh, I love you. Come on out here in the field with me. I want to work with you today. I'm talking to people right now. You've had people that's hugged you with one hand and knifed you with the other. That's the way of Cain. Anyway, whatever he said to him, and then it says, and it came about when they were where? In the field. You know, you can count on when a move of God is happening in a person's life or in the church's life, when the harvest of righteousness is the greatest, when the harvest of souls is the greatest, the killing spirit of Cain is going to be there to remove it. If you don't do what's right, sin is crouching at the door. Cain, with a killing spirit on him now, he's rejected the voice of God. He has walked away from the opportunity to worship God in spirit and truth, and he himself now is entering into destroying the harvest that God has. But here's number six. Get this one. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself not only in the times of harvest, but the spirit of Cain, the hidden spirit, the killing spirit, manifests itself in the lies and partial truth. It manifests itself in the lies and the partial truth. Verse 9, then the Lord said to Cain, now he's hearing the voice of God again, where is Abel, your brother? A specific question, a direct question. And Cain said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain spoke a lie and a partial truth. You're never more like the devil than when you're telling a lie, even if it's a partial truth. Why? Because the devil is the father of all lies. And we oftentimes cloak in religious garments the truth that's veiled. What did Ananias and Sapphira do? They lied and gave partial truth. They sold some property and they gave some money. But they didn't give all the money they said that they gave. The killing spirit was right there to seize control of their life. Look at number seven, real quickly. The hidden spirit, the killing spirit, not only manifests itself in the times of harvest and the lies and partial truth, but look at this. The spirit of Cain is a killing spirit, and it manifests itself in the curses on families. I want you to pay careful attention to this right now. The sermon series is Why Do Bad Things Happen to Godly People? And I want you to notice what was the end result of Cain not doing well. And Cain not taking heed to the sin that was crouching at his door. And rejecting God's voice and speaking lies and partial truths. Verse 11. Now you are, what's that word after R? Cursed from what? The ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Look at what he says. Cain, when you cultivate the ground, Cain, you're going to work and work and work and work. But when you cultivate the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. Cain, you're always going to be struggling through the work that you do. You're never going to get ahead. You're never going to be fruitful. You're going to live under this curse that you've brought on yourself. And nobody will work harder than you, but nobody will receive less than you. Because I've commanded the ground not to be prosperous in your life. I want to tell you, whether it's hard economic times or prosperous economic times, we need the blessing of God, not the curse from God. If you work and work and work and work and you can never get ahead, or you try to work, you try to work, you try to work, you try to work, and you can't get ahead, are you speaking lies and partial truths? Are you speaking evil of things you don't understand? Are you constantly plagued with outbursts of anger? Do you resist and reject the atmosphere of worship? And in the environment of family, are you on your worst behavior and your outburst of anger? Could it very well be that the killing spirit has attached itself to you? But I'll show you the last one. Somebody that has the way of Cain in their life, somebody who has the killing spirit that's attached to their life, not only will it manifest in the lies and partial truth, the curses on families, but the spirit of Cain, being a killing spirit, manifests itself in drifting without purpose. In drifting without purpose. In chapter 4, verse 12, look at what God says will happen to those who go the way of Cain. You will be a vagrant, a vagabond, as some translations say, and a wanderer, where? On the earth. You'll see over and over and over again. People become unaffiliated. They become unattached. They reject authority over their life. They won't align up with God's Word. And they just drift from place to place to place to place, all because they don't want to be in the family environment. There's a killing spirit on them, and they need to humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. Now look at this. In verse 12, you will be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. But look at verse 14. From your face I will be hidden, and I will be a vagrant and a Cain says to God, from your face I will be hidden, and I will be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. Now look at this. And whoever finds me is going to try to kill me. The spirit of Cain, the killing spirit was on him. What he did to others, he's quite sure others are going to do to him. When a person has the killing spirit on them, they never engage in the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God is kept from them, and they don't hear the voice of God like they once did. And look at verse 15. And the Lord appointed a what? A sign for whom? And Cain says, you're going to live with this fear. The Lord says to Cain, you're going to live with this fear all the days of your life that somebody's going to find you and kill you. But I'm going to make sure that whoever finds you does not kill you. But you're going to live as a vagrant and a wanderer away from my presence forever and forever on this earth. And the Lord appointed a sign that no one finding him would slay him. I wonder what that sign was. It had to do with his countenance, I'm quite sure. You know, when you are filled with the Spirit, you can begin to recognize the spirits on somebody else's countenance. And what God would begin to show people is by looking at the countenance of Cain. That's something that you don't want any part of. You don't want that in your life. You don't want that on your life. And so God made a sign, some demonstrative, tangible, observable sign on Cain's countenance that let everybody know, don't try to kill this one with a killing spirit, because I've got a worse assignment for him. Verse 16. Then Cain went out from what? He went out from the presence of the Lord. And look what happens when the killing spirit is dominating a person's life. He settled. Where did he settle? Away from the presence of the Lord. Now, to saved folk, you'll better grasp what I'm about to say than unsaved folk will. If you've ever been in the manifest presence of God, what worse curse could come upon you than to never be able to go back into the presence of God? To never be immersed with the Spirit of God. To never hear the voice of God again. Cain, if you do well, you'll be accepted. But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door, and it wants to master you, but you can master it. Now, I'm wondering if the killing spirit has attached itself in your family. I'm quite sure that the killing spirit has tried to slither its way into here and trying to kill the Spirit of God. It's partnering with the Python spirit. It's partnering with the Jezebel spirit. It's partnering with the Leviathan spirit. And it's designed to ruin the harvest. It's wanting to bring a casualty and the shedding of innocent blood right when the time of harvest is as strong as it's ever been before. So how do you make sure that you get rid of the killing spirit from your life? Well, it begins with a simple prayer. Lord, forgive me for walking in the way of Cain. The way of Cain blasphemes things it does not understand. The way of Cain is something that happens in the heart, in the spirit of the person. And whenever you see things you don't understand, you put your mouth to criticize it. You put your mouth to blaspheme it. You put your mouth to put it down. I want to tell you that you got to ask the Lord to forgive you for having the way of Cain in your life and coming from your mouth. The way of Cain, not only does it blaspheme or revile things it doesn't understand, but it rejects biblical authority. It despises biblical authority and will have no part to do with it. And it also despises and blasphemes the angelic majesties that's created by Almighty God. So you're saying, Lord, forgive me for walking in the way of Cain. Then you say, Lord, as a result of my walking in the way of Cain, sin is crouching at my door. I confess that I have wounded people with outbursts of anger. And I renounce the spirit of murder in my life. You know, Cain probably killed Abel with a weapon like a knife. But we often kill people with the words as our weapon. Lord, forgive me for killing my brother's spirit. Lord, forgive me for killing my sister's spirit with words of hate. In words of malice, in words dominated by anger. Some of you don't look the way you used to look. Your countenance has fallen. And you've been wondering, why? Why am I the way that I am? Well, a killing spirit has attached itself to you. And it's time for you to shake it off. It's time for you to shake it off and put it under the blood of Jesus and put it under the authority of the Word of God and align your life up with the will of God. If you do well, you'll not end up a vagrant and a wanderer. You'll end up as somebody who's settled in the presence of God and aligned with the will of God for your life. Do you want that for your life today? Boy, I do. Do we have that prayer on the PowerPoint that you can put up there? Is that on there? All right. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to stand to your feet, if you can. If you're ready to ask the Lord to forgive you, I'm going to give you a chance. All of us can say this out loud. I read it for you a while ago. Lord, forgive me for walking in the way of Cain. As a result of walking in the way of Cain, sin is crouching at my door. I confess I have wounded people with my words and outburst of anger. In Jesus' name, I renounce the spirit of murder in my life. Do not cast me from your presence. Invite me in to your presence. Let me hear your voice again. I've heard it today, and in Jesus' name, the spirit of Cain must depart from my life. I choose to embrace spirit and truth, worship as a way of life. I will confess sin as I'm made aware of it and as I commit it. In Jesus' name, I will respond to your spirit, to your word, and to your will. Amen.
You've been listening to a message from Truth Tabernacle of Praise. We encourage you to explore the many sermons available on our website, www.truthtabernacle.net. If you'd like more information and you're listening in the United States, please call 404-297-7700. That's 404-297-7700. Or send an email to info@truthtabernacle.net. Again, that's info@truthtabernacle.net. We would love to hear about how this message has encouraged you in some way. For those living around or visiting the Metro Atlanta area, we invite you to attend in person. You'll find the music refreshing and the people friendly and inviting. Join us for worship this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Truth Tabernacle of Praise is located at 5705 Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you.